Once we get to know ourselves, who we are, why God created us and put us here, and what our role is in the grand scheme of things, when we develop a comprehensive and clear understanding of a God from the beautiful verses of the Quran, we will arrive to the level of having inner peace, despite the noise around us. Today, we review the topic of no God, no peace. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2021, this being the fourth day of this blessed month of Ramadan. Today, in our topic of no God, no peace, we recognize the fact that the play on words should be very evident. Previously, we looked at no God, N-O-G-O-D, no God. That when we do not have God, or when we have an incorrect understanding of God based upon our misreading of the Quran, or our misunderstanding, or our misgivings of information by people, when we lose God, we lose that inner peace. But when we can find God, the true meaning of God, who the God of the Quran is, the God that revealed revelation to the previous prophets, including to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his noble family. When we recognize and know that true God, and we get to know our true selves in the process of that, we begin to recognize true inner peace and security. Now, this is not only a catchword or a slogan or a nice thing to put on as a bumper sticker, but rather it's a reality. Because many of the challenges that we face in our lives in terms of mental challenges or spiritual upsets comes from when we don't understand or recognize God for who He truly is and the challenges that life will come with. That is a part of the process of being human beings and being servants of God. And when we begin to recognize that one true God that the Quran has most beautifully described, and we see it 113 out of the 114 chapters, which initiate with the phrase of "In the name of Allah, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful." And we see other verses of the Quran, and not only one or two, but hundreds, if not thousands, of verses of the Quran which describe God to us in a way where He wants us to know who He is. Then we recognize, brothers and sisters, that God, when we have recognized Him in the true way, in the true essence of how He wants us to know Him, keeping in mind that we will never truly know Allah, because obviously something which is unlimited as God is can never be perceived by our minds, which are limited in its capacity. But if it was not possible to know God at any level, then it would not be fair for God, and He would have wasted His time, we could say, by explaining Himself in the Quran. So at least at the level of the Quranic verses, we have an ability to know and recognize God. And the Quran makes it clear to us that when you recognize that one true God in the way that He wants you to know and recognize Him, that is what begins the process of peace and tranquility. And that's why we say, no God, no peace. You know, in the Quran, in chapter number 48, Surah Al-Fath, verse number 4. Now, although this verse, let me just mention this very briefly. Although this verse was revealed about the Muslims at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and that this verse has a historical context, which was the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, which the Prophet signed, which some of the Muslims were upset with the Prophet about the terms and conditions laid therein. They were upset of the fact that the name of Allah was not allowed to start this peace treaty. They were upset because the Prophet was not allowed to be referred to as Rasulullah, they had unfortunately some reservations with the Prophet in what he did in this peace treaty. But God revealed a very beautiful verse to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, of the ability of God to impact the heart and the soul of the believer. By knowing God, by recognizing that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, is the messenger of God, and what he was doing was in line with what God wanted him to do, God made a promise to not only the Prophet, but to the believers at the time of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and also to you and I today, that if we follow in the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah, you and I can be assured that we will get a similar response from God. And what is that response? Well, in the Quran, Allah says the following: هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. He it is who sent down his gift of inner peace and reassurance into the hearts of the believers so that they might add faith to their faith. To God belongs the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and God is all-knowing, all-wise. As you can see, that God, Allah, sends down inner peace, tranquility, sakina, that peace that you and I are looking for, that the world is running after, that people are spending millions of dollars to find at the bottom of a bottle, through some pills, through vacationing, through spending money, through opulent lifestyles. God is telling the Prophet and the believers that when you have true faith and conviction, which is not a superficial on-the-tongue faith, but a true deep-seated faith, as we have been looking at in the last few sessions about recognizing God and recognizing the self, then God promises that He will send down tranquility in the hearts of the believers to add to their peace and tranquility, for their faith, their iman, to increase level by level, stage by stage. And this is what we are seeking for, brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan especially, but at all times in the year, is for our faith to increase, for our certainty to increase, for the peace of mind, the peace of heart to increase. Let me conclude for this beautiful fourth day of the month of Ramadan with a few takeaway lessons that we can derive from this beautiful verse of the noble Quran. Point number one, if we were not to be given anything except what is mentioned in this verse, because of us of accepting the one true God, and that was inner peace, that would be enough for a believer. Point number two, when a person is with God, others may try and move them and make their faith waver. However, all of the forces of the universe which are under the power of God will come to the aid of that individual. Point number three, and we conclude, although people may feel temporary highs and adrenaline rushes through drugs, alcohol, money, extreme sports, etc., however, it is only through Allah that the soul can truly find inner peace and comfort, and nothing can replace that. God willing, we will continue tomorrow in Ramadan Reflections for 2021 as we enter into the fifth day of the month of Ramadan tomorrow. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.